This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and to study with us today as we continue our study of things you should treasure. You know, we go through our lives thinking about things of value. We have money in our pocket, perhaps money in the bank, and we decide whether we want to spend it for this or that or the other. But when the Apostle Paul wrote to the brethren of the church at Philippi in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, and indicated to them that he was praying for them to the end that they should learn to approve that which is excellent, he was actually saying, I'm praying to the end that you may learn to value that which is truly of value, or to treasure that which should really be treasured. Now, in some previous studies on this, I have studied in some detail the fact that in the light of the totality of Bible teaching, we should treasure our lives. We should treasure our minds. We should treasure our bodies. We should treasure our neighbor. We should treasure our family. And now today I want to continue that with the 6th point in our study, which is based upon 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5, that we should treasure our conscience. But the Spirit saith expressly that in later times some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, through the hypocrisy of men that speak lies, branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by them that believe and know the truth. Now notice Paul is indicating here that it is possible for us to ruin our conscience, and he means there by constantly going against it, doing that which we feel is wrong. And one's conscience can be seared, just as one might sear the tip of his fingers by putting them on a hot stove so that you ruin the nerve endings and can no longer feel anything. And so it is with our conscience. You may go against it so often and to the extent that you no longer really have anything within you that urges you to choose that which is right. And when a person has seared his conscience, when he has ruined his conscience, then he has lost all that can lead him to truth and right. The Apostle Paul refers in Romans chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, to the law that was written in our hearts, our conscience bearing witness therewith, and our thoughts either accusing or else excusing after we have done the act. You see, the basic function of the conscience is not to tell us what is right, but to urge us to follow that course of action which we are convinced is right. It is never right for you to go against your conscience. It is always right for you to follow your conscience, even though you may not have the right information. We must gain the information of what is right from the Word of God, but our conscience then steps in and urges us to do that which we are convinced is right. You ought not to let anybody else function as your conscience. Especially, let me give a message to young people who may be saying, well, everybody at school is doing this or that, or everybody in my crowd is doing this or that. If you follow into that, if you simply say, well, I will do it because all of you say I should do it, you're letting somebody else be your conscience. Let me urge you to recognize that you have nothing more precious than your own conscience, and you ought to follow. You ought to do that which you believe is right in every case, even if you have to stand all alone. In the next place, I want to urge you to treasure the Word of God, the truth. Jesus Christ said, as recorded in John chapter 17, verse 17, Thy Word is truth. And then he said in John 8, verse 32, Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23, the Bible says, Buy the truth and sell it not. In other words, the truth is worth so much that you should be willing to pay any price to buy it, and then having bought it, not to give it up for any consideration. So you should treasure your conscience, and you should treasure the truth. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my prayer.